You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
VI sports are growing in popularity right across the country, and one VI cricket side is looking for new members. I'm joined now by Anne Broadhurst, the Community Sports and Health Officer at Burleyfields Community Hub. Anne, welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us a bit about the sport of VI cricket, and how is the game played?
So the game is played like traditional cricket, albeit with some restrictions on pitch size and yard length when it comes to bowling, and requirements for blindfolds for B1 participants.
And what do members tell you that they like about playing VI cricket?
One of our members played sighted cricket when he was younger and lost his sight a few years ago. And he's just very excited that he gets to come back and play the sport that he's loved since he was young. He's now in his 70s, nearly 80s, and he gets to come back and play the sport again. And that's what he enjoys about it.
You've got a big range of people taking part. I was going to ask you, who are the members? Yeah, what sort of people take part in the game?
Yeah, so our participants just now is quite small. We've only got about three members coming, two of which are students, so about 19, 20. And then we have another older gentleman who is in his late 70s. So quite a broad range. But I think that's what we really enjoy about the sport, is that really anybody can come and play.
And what's it like attending those training sessions? Do you need to have played the sport before or tried something similar to get the most out of it?
Absolutely not, no. We've had people come along that have never picked up a bat before. It's a very welcoming group. So we take the time to really teach everybody how to hold the bat, how to bowl. You do not need to have any experience in any sport, if it be cricket, to come along and try.
And what about different levels of sight? How is the game adapted for partially sighted players?
As far as I'm aware, there are three categories, B1, B2 and B3. For B1 players who have no sight or very, very limited sight, they have to wear a blindfold, and the ball is allowed to bounce twice before they would bat. So for those that don't know, the ball is roughly about the size of a football, so much larger than your traditional cricket ball. And it has beads inside, or sometimes rice, so that participants can hear the ball coming towards them. So those with less sight, they would get a two bounce before they were to bat. But those with more sight, it would only bounce once.
And is VI cricket popular in Scotland? Is it gaining popularity? Are you able to play against other clubs, or is that something that you're sort of aiming for in the future?
Definitely something we're aiming towards in the future. Currently, we are Scotland's only VI cricket club. We worked alongside Cricket Scotland very closely to get this set up. But we have people travelling from different areas of the country. We have people travelling from Glasgow to here in Forth Valley and Falkirk. And we've had people travel from as low down as the borders to come and try. So it's really great, but I would love to see more clubs take this on and more people join the sport.
And the club recently worked with RNIB on a visual awareness session.
Yes.
How has that impacted your work?
It was so valuable to us and the other coaches. We run various other disability sessions, so it was a good awareness course for us to learn how, as most of us are sighted, to learn how to guide those with visual impairment and how best we can support participants that come along to our sessions.
And there's also help to attend sessions if you need it as well.
Absolutely, yeah. We offer transport to get up to the club, as we're a wee bit of a distance from the local train station. But also when they get to the club, we now know how to guide them round the nets so they can get a visual in their head of where they're playing. And we get the feel of the ball, the bat, the wickets, and really just take everything slow so there's a good understanding for participants coming along.
Sessions are on Wednesday between 5:30 p.m. and 7 p.m. How does that work? Is that running year round, or is that just during the cricket season? When do they stop?
We are running outside during the cricket season here at Bailey Fields, and then during the winter we will move indoors to one of the local schools. That's yet to be decided and booked, so as it's the first year running, but it should hopefully run still indoors in the winter.
Or where can people find out more information and also get involved with the club?
So they can contact me on email at anne.broadhurst@baileyfields.onmicrosoft.com, or they can reach out through our website and they'd be directed onto our trustee or myself.
I'm Broadhurst Community Support and Health Officer at Bailey Fields Community Hub. Thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.